gain access to the power station shortly after 9 o'clock this morning.
So, yes,
I can hear you clearly, yes. For the protesters, what we do know is that shortly after 9 o'clock, around 11 protesters gain access to the power station here. They chain themselves to power station property. Various reports, some say they chain themselves to iron railings, some say to machinery and perhaps dumper trucks. Either way, we do know in the last few minutes from the police that 11 people have been arrested. Now we're joined live by Becky Baynard, who's from Eastside Climate Action. What are you trying to achieve by this protest?
Well, today we're trying to draw attention to climate change. It's an absolutely massive issue. We've got very few years in which to take serious action and drastically decrease the amount of CO2 we emit. And we can't wait. We're the generation that has to make the difference.
Your version of events differs greatly from the power stations. You say you caused this place to grind to a halt. They say nothing of the sort.
Well, as far as I know, the reports I've had from inside were that people chained themselves to equipment which seriously disrupted the functioning of the plant today. That's all that I've been told.
Let's just have a word with one of the protesters. Why the need to protest to break the law?
It's the only option left open to us, to be quite honest with you. The politicians aren't doing enough, governments of the world aren't doing enough.
But in the end, let's have a word with you, sir, do these protests actually achieve anything?
They've achieved things in the past. The suffragettes movement made a major civil change in how people live their lives, how people see the world, and this is the most important issue of our time.
Thanks for that, Mel. Well, E.ON are very keen to play down this incident and the disruption that it's caused. Their press officer is Emily Highmore. People have been arrested and are now being questioned on suspicion of aggravated trespass. Back to you.